Okay, let's talk about tonight a topic that comes up on Daf Yud Beis and Maseches Brachos, and that is the topic of the significance and standing of the Aseres Hadibros in our Halacha and Hashkafa, a topic that we've touched on in the past, but we can't do the first parak of Maseches Brachos without talking about it in a little more detail. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kuf Mem Vav, Ein Tzarech in Aruch Chaim, in general, not specifically related to the Aseres Hadibros, Ein Tzarech Lamud Me'umad Be'esha Karen BaTorah. One does not have to stand when one reads Torah. When by Kriyas HaTorah, interesting, Lashon doesn't say that, you know, what one has to do, as the Ramah is going to say. The Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, one does not have to stand Ashas Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Ramah, V'yish Bachmirin Va'omdin V'chein Asa Maharam. The Maharam Rutenberg used to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. So this is the general machlokas between the Machab and the Ramah, whether one should stand or one does not have to stand during Kriyas HaTorah the whole year. Our sugya, though, gets its action from the Gemara that we just had this week in Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara tells us on Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, the Gemara based on a Mishnah in Maseches Tamid, where the Mishnah describes, that's quoted in the Gemara here, where the Mishnah describes what is done during the Avodah of the Kohanim every morning. They run in the middle of the Avodah to go daven a little bit. Well, during the Avodah, they can't daven everything because they're in the middle. So they say a few things. They say one bracha, they say Shema, they read the Aseres Hadibros, says the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah. And they give a couple of brachas. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Af Bigvulin, Big Shulik Vos Kain, even Bigvulin, Chazal, we're going to institute this law of saying the Aseres Hadibros daily in our davening, Ela Shekfar Bitzlu Mibnei Taromas Haminim. But Chazal nullified it, Bitzlum, or they did not think it was such a good idea because of Taromas Haminim, because of heretics. What about heretics? What's the worry? Rashi explains that we're worried, Shelo Yomru La'ameh Ha'aretz, Ein Shar Torah Emes. We're worried that some people are going to tell Ameh Ha'aretz, those who are not so well versed, that the rest of the Torah is not true. V'teidu, she'inkarnel, Masha'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shamu b'Sinai. Hey, you heard this from Hashem. This is what happened on our Sinai. This is what you have to focus on. Don't worry about everything else. So therefore, because of this, we don't want to give too much focus or emphasis to the Aseres Hadibros, so therefore we leave it out of davening, at least on a tzibur level. Interesting, Girsa in Rashi, the next Rashi, who was doing the convincing? The first Rashi quotes, who was convinced? The Ameh Ha'aretz. Who was doing the convincing? So our Girsa in Rashi on the daf is Akum. Akum, meaning non-Jews. Non-Jews are going to do the convincing, which is some sounds strange. They're going to convince the Jews only to do the Aseres Hadibros. What do they have to gain? They don't have to do it. They just have to do the Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Noach. What do they have to gain in terms of getting Jews to only focus on Aseres Hadibros? So that is why, let me point out, if you look in the on the Bar Ilan Girsa and others, this was really a censored Rashi. And really what Rashi, the earlier Rashis had said was Talmidei Yeshu. That's what it said. And that's who was going to try to bring the Jews away from the traditional way of behaving. So that's Talmidei Yeshu. That's what makes sense, that they would be the minim that the Gemara is talking about. Good. So that is the background. Where do we start? We start with the tshuva of the Rambam. So the Rambam was asked in Simen Mem Vav, Nish'al, source number 4. Odos mashahore chacham echad shekal ish asher yamod ba'ez kriyas aseres dibros ro'a ligerbo. Somebody asked the Rambam, is it appropriate or is it appropriate to rebuke and to make a fuss over someone who stands just for the aseres dibros, somebody who sits the entire laning, and for the aseres dibros he stands up? Because doesn't this smack of heresy? Asked the questioner of the Rambam. As if my actions are reflecting that Aseres Hadibros has more Kedusha than the rest of the Torah. I stand for the Dibros. The Kaldavar Sheish Lamina Pischon Pe'alav, Chutz Vidas Raboseinu, and anything that a different sect of Yadus takes up against Chazal, we're always mefarsim, like by the Tztukim. We're always lohotzim liban shel Tztukim in the Paraduma and by the Karban HaOmer, Minchas HaOmer, the Karban of the Omer. So we always are mefarsim. So he asked the Rambam, should we also say here this smacks of Taromas Aminim, and therefore the Gemara was talking about being koveit, but is it standing for the Aseres Hadibros the same danger? Answers the Rambam, you are 100% correct. Veheshav Rambam Shaharas Achacham Arishon Hinachona Farayos of Kulan Amitios. Yes, Vishcha B'chol Makom Shemin Hagam Lamod Beis Kriyas Tzer Dibros Rola Mona Mizeh. You should stop it. If any shul has the minhag of standing for the dibros, you should stop it and you should make a macha. It's terrible. People are going to focus. They'll say, oh, what's on the paroches? Oh, that's all you got to do. That's the focus. They'll say, what do you stand up for? Aseres Dibros. V'zedavar kasha an ma'od. This is something that's very dangerous. And therefore the Rambam says that one has to be very careful about this and be moche if there is anyone who stands for the Aseres Dibros. Right, so the question is, let's first focus on the Rambam, and then we'll talk about our minhag. The assumption of the Rambam and of the Gemara is clear, and that is, we don't want to focus on one part of the Torah because all of Torah is created equal. Every letter of the Torah is infinitely precious. We had a couple of days ago also, back in the first parak, that Kol Mashal Parshiosim Matzibor Marichon Lo Yamo V'Shnosav. The Gemara says in Brachas Nafches, whoever is Mavr Sedra, Afilu Ateres V'Divon. Even a Teres V'Divo, not the most exciting psukim in the Torah, doesn't matter. It's a mitzvah Mavr Sedra, and that's what one has to do. One has to go through the parsha, every single word of the parsha. All the Torah is created equal. The Rambam himself, Lishita, so one might say, writes this in the eighth Yisod, the eighth Animamin, which comes from the Rambam's Pirush Mishnayis in Parachelik. The Rambam says, in source number 5, in the Pirush Mishnayis, V'hayisod Hashmini hu Torah min Hashamayim, v'hu. The eighth Yisod is Torah. V'hu shenamin shekola Torah azu anipseis biyadeinu ayamazeh. We believe that the entire Torah that's found on this day, he haTorah shenitno l'Moshe. This is the Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'shi kula mipi agvura v'chulu. And the Rambam continues, skipping a line. V'ein hevdel. There's no difference in terms of what we believe came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ein hevdel bein uv'neicham Kush u'mitzrayim u'fut u'chanan v'shem ishto mehetav el bas matreid. One of those psukim, oh, anochi Hashem, shma yisrael shem kedusha b'chad, hakol mipi agvura, v'yakol toras Hashem temima tahora kedusha emes. There's no difference. And therefore the Rambam says, we believe every single thing came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every detail of every mitzvah. The Rashi writes in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, famous Rashi quoting Chazal, ma'an yishmita etzel har Sinai. Why is har Sinai specifically linked to the mitzvah of Shemitah? Because, to teach me, just like Shemitah, its klalim and its pratim were given at Har Sinai, so to every detail was given at Har Sinai. Everything was given at Har Sinai. Everything has equal kedusha. Every single part of the Torah, every detail. And of course, the one who says this, the one of the earliest, the Ramban in his Agdama to Bereishis. And he quotes the Kabbalistic thought from earlier sources. We have a Kabbalah. The entire Torah spells out Shem Hashem. Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shatevos Mischalkos L'Shemos B'inyan Echad. Because the words can be split up differently. And we can read it as Shem Hashem. Kilu Tachshav Aderech Mashal. As if we would read, Ki Pasuk Bereishis Yischalik L'Tevos Acheros. Even just as an example, says the Ramban, we could read the first Pasuk in the Torah differently. Kigon, instead of saying Bereishis Bara, we could read it as Berosh Yisbara Elokim. V'chol Torah Kain, and the entire Torah, we could do this. We could read differently. The entire Torah, on a more Kabbalistic, deeper level, spells out the Shem Hashem. And that's what the Ramban holds, that if you're missing or have an extra letter, even if it does not change the meaning of a word, it apostles the Torah. Because there's a deeper idea of Shem Hashem in the Torah. Again, this is all part of the assumption that the Rambam is using in his tshuva, to say why one shouldn't stand up for the Aseres Dibros, because that's giving more credence, more significance, more kedusha to that section of the Torah, and we don't want to do that, because that would be Taromes Haminu. Rav Avadya writes in a tshuva, although we'll get back to it later as well, B'yavin in Chelik Aleph, Siman Chavtes, in source number 10, that though various defenses are given, as Bez Hashem we will mention in a few minutes, had, this is Rav Avadya's Chiddush, had the later poskim seen the tshuva of the Rambam, they would have retracted and been machmer for the sheet of the Rambam. That's Rav Avadya. We'll see somebody who says just the opposite in a minute. Rav Avadya says, if the Achronim would have seen the tshuvas of Rambam, they would have been mevatel this minhag, and therefore, we have to be mevatel the minhag as well. That's all part one. Part two. The problem is that there are sources that do highlight Aseres HaDibros. Hashem himself highlighted Aseres HaDibros by choosing to say them at Maamar Har Sinai. Right? Hashem chose them. Hashem chose what they have to say. Also, that Mishnah that the Gemara quotes in Maseches Tamid. The Mishnah says, Amar Lamam Amunah, it was chosen. Aseres HaDibros was chosen. The Rambam writes there in the Pirush Mishnayos. Why do they say Aseres HaDibros? Mipnei Shein Yisod HaTzivui V'Tchilaso. That's the Yisod of everything. The Aseres HaDibros. The Maseches Sofrim says that, interesting, even when, in the days of old, when there was no separate bracha on every aliyah of the Torah, you just made the first Ola made the bracha Rishona, and the last Ola made the bracha Achrona, they had a bracha on Aseres HaDibros. Special brachas. So it does, there are certain sources that it's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, that's the biggest raya. So what is the significance, if there is any significance to them? Is there any way to justify our minhag in light of the tshuva of the Rambam, or at least to give a defense, even if the Rambam would not agree? Some just, derech agav, there are those that suggest maybe everybody should stand up for the entire aliyah, so that it doesn't give credence to specifically the Dibros. Maybe that's kavod harav, because they're standing for the Rav and not for the Aseres HaDibros. Okay, that is to be machmir, to be choshish for the shita of the Rambam. But there are other approaches as well. First, two smaller approaches. That is, number one, the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer writes in Cheluk Yuzayin, Simen Chavav, kind of opposite to what Rav Avadya said. Rav Avadya said that if the other poskim would have seen it, so then they would have changed their mind. The Tzitz Eliezer says, even though the poskim see it, it's not convincing. What does that mean? Says the Tzitz Eliezer, and only he could say this, we're not talking about a Rambam in Mishnah Torah. We're not even talking about a Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos or Moreh Nevuchim. We're talking about a Rambam in the Kisvei Yad of a Tshuva. So yes, of course, we have to be choshesh that it's the Rambam. But think about it, no other posik or rishon quotes a problem with the minog. And it seems to be a very widespread minog, as we see from this quote-unquote Rambam hundreds of years ago. And are we ready to change a minhag of Klal Yisrael based on one kisvei yad of a rishon, of a tshuva of the Rambam? No! They would have been chozer bo? I don't think so, says the Tzitz Eliezer. Al kapanim nire, right in the middle. To become makom, the zeodafta, kishi'i kfar, minhag kavua bazeh, as bichotu l'shanus v'lifso kvi anipso b'kadmon. If you find a kadmon that's not going against an earlier minhag, okay. But once you have a minog that has shirashim, as a shapir, and levatul a minog bishum kach, kashayishlov a minog shirashim v'tamim b'halacha v'kibini donenu. There's obviously reasons for it, and even though there's one shuvah of the Rambam, so one does not have to be choshesh. V'alachas kama v'kama, shein yisol levatul, kashayishlov beis avlis tamich hashar poskim v'rishonim. There are many that would support it. Then he says at the end, you know, interesting that this Rambam didn't appear for hundreds of years. So I don't think it has the same authority, says the Tzitz Eliezer, as other Rambams in his other works. Again, only a Gadol Shabbat poskim can suggest that, but that is the Tzitz Eliezer, number one. Number two, the Menachas Asher writes in one place, he has a Maamar Aseres HaDibros in his little kuntres that he put out relating to in Yonei Torah. He writes, maybe there's no issue today because there's no minim today. In our day and age, what, somebody's going to be in shul, see us standing? Wow, you only have to do the Aseres HaDibros? Who's going to think that? Who's going to think that the people who don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh aren't in shul? So it's very, the whole shash is that. And I want to say, oh, low plug. You can't say kibin sheh, right? It's a davar sheh minyan. This was never Nassar. What was the Gemara talking about? The Gemara wasn't talking about standing for the aliyah. The Gemara was talking about saying it in tefillah. So that din, we don't change. But the extension, so it could be mevatel, the problem with the extension, because there's no more problem with the extension. There's no more meaning. Number two. Or number three, a third smaller idea, is the Marshal in Simen Samach Dalet, where the Marshal says maybe the only problem was Betocha Tfila. Betocha Tfila to say it. But as part of laning, so that's not something that we have to worry about. Okay. There are two other major answers. One from Rav Soloveitchik, based on a thought in the Mishnah Berurah, an idea brought down there, and then from Rav Moshe. First from Rav Soloveitchik, says the Rav. The Bir Halacha writes in Source 17 in Siman Tav Tzadik Dalet that we know that there are two different ways to lane the Aseres HaDibros. Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. Da, Sheba Aseres HaDibros Yish Beis Mine Neginos. Two ways to lane. Echad ha'osem he called dibor pasuk echad afshu ha'aracho katzar ma'od. One is to lane it as dibros, what's called tam elyon. We lane it as dibros. Lo tenav, lo tegno. We pause after every dibro, and some dibros have a few pasukim in them, and we don't have a sof pasuk until at the end of the dibor. Or the other way to lane it, of course, is like pasukim, like we lane it always tam tachto. So in Chutz La'aretz, most of the time, always Tam Elyon is used. But in Eretz Yisrael, in many places, the minhag that's quoted in the Bir Halacha is L'maisa Dan. And that is, Yisro and Va'eschanan is Tam Tachton, and Shvuas is Tam Elyon. What's the svar? What's happening here? Says Rav Soloveitchik, to give a little tam, it's quoted in the first Misora journal, Chelek Aleph, among other places, but in the first Misora, says Rav Soloveitchik, usually when we lane the Takana, the Gemara says in Masechas Baba Kama, the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah by Moshe and Ezra was a formalized and organized Talmud Torah. A public Talmud Torah that was instituted. So we always have learning, right? It says, the Gemara says at the end of Perek Meruba, they travel 3 days, lo matzu mayim, ein mayim el Torah. They needed 3 days, they needed to learn at least every 3 days. That's what we have laning, at least every 3 days. But, says Rav Soloveitchik, by the fact that there's a different ta'am to Aseres HaDibros, maybe that reflects that you're doing something different. And that is, we're not just learning, but we are recreating and reenacting Ma'abed Har Sinai. And that's what Tam Elyon is. That's why we do it in Dibros. We do it in Dibros because we're reenacting Aseret HaDibros when we receive them. That's Tam Elyon. And therefore, when somebody hears Tam Elyon and they stand for it, that's reenacting. We were standing at Maimon Har Sinai. And the Rav goes even one step further and says, the Rambam doesn't hold of Tam Elyon. He never quotes Tam Elyon. It's only Tam Tachton. That's why he's so against it. Because if it's Tam Tachton, that is called Tarakulis, is equal. But if even the Rambam would agree, says the Rav, that if one would have Tam Elyon and lean it as such, and that is the minhag, so then one would be able to stand just in the Aseres HaDibros, because that is just reenacting. Again, that does not help for many places in Chutz La'aretz, where they do Tam Elyon always. I'm sorry, it does help for those places in Chutz La'aretz where they do Tam Elyon always, but in places in Eretz Yisrael where they do Tam Tachton and they still stand, you know, it's a little more tzarachin. Okay, either way, that is one beautiful idea from Rev Solveig. The other idea Rav Moshe mentions in the Tshuva and Chelek Dal at Simen Chaf Beis, Rav Moshe says, look, Aseret HaDibros was a defining moment in our history. That was Kabbalah HaTorah. Right, I'll give it to you on the sheets, but we mentioned actually in the Daf very recently. Right, the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayis and Chulin on Daf Kuf, where the Rambam says that our entire halachic system started at Har Sinai. The reason we do mitzvahs is not because anything before Har Sinai. We don't do Mila because of Avraham. We don't do Gidah Nasha because of the Sheva Mitzvahs of Noach. We do it all because of Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. That's why we do it. So Har Sinai was a defining moment. So it says, Rav Moshe, yes, we could stand for it. It was a defining moment. And you know what? We also stand for other moments. Az Yashir, Chazak. So the fact that we stand for other moments kind of takes out the problem and undermines, pulls out the rug from the problem of just the Aseres HaDibros. He bases this, there's an earlier source, the Dvar Shmuel, it's in Reish Ayin Vav, who says, Kivan Shaha Kavana Mofur Semes, the Geluya Lakol, La Seis Alibeinu Der Kima, Sheish Bahidur, Kilu Et Balnu Pnei Shechina B'mamar HaGadol Manorahu. It was significant. And he even said, like Rav Soloveitchik said, that it was a reenacting, so to speak. So that's why we stand, but one shouldn't think there's any, we shouldn't apply the issue of Tamaromas Haminim unless we know for sure it should apply. So yes, there's a tshuva of the Rambam, but as the Sitz Eliezer said, nobody else mentions it, so therefore we don't have to be worried about it. Okay. But maybe there's one other idea, one final idea. And that is, we mentioned the smaller ideas. Maybe there's no minim today, and maybe you don't have to rely on the Rambam, and maybe it's only betoch tefillah. And then we mention maybe it's reenactment, maybe it is significant that we stand for other parts of tefillah. But the last section to mention is maybe Aseres HaDibros is unique in a different way, and that is maybe the Aseres HaDibros are representative of something deeper, and it's really a Rav Saadia Gaon. Or even before Rav Saadia Gaon, the Medrash. The Medrash says in Parshas Naso, Source 21, Parsha Yud Gimel in Bamidbar Rabbah, Malaya Ketores, it's on the Nesiim. Taryag mitzvos balulin bahen. There's taryag mitzvos that are balul within the Aseres Hadibros. V'chein atamotzei taryag osios. Yesh bin anochi ad asher l'reacha. There's 613 letters in the Aseres Hadibros. Kineged taryag mitzvos. V'zayin yaseiros kineged zayin yamei breishis. And if there's seven extra, you think if you count that there's really 620? Okay, you catch seven Mitzvah Bereishis, you catch seven Mitzvah Drabanan, but even in on a gematria level, the Medrash says that the Aseres Hadibros somehow represents Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim. Rashi says in Berachah Avdalah Pasuk Yud Beis, Es Aluchos Oeven VaTorah VaMitzvah Shekasafti LaHorosam, says Rashi, Kol Sheish Meos V'Shlosh Esrei Mitzvos V'Chlal Aseres Hadibrosim. So Rashi tucked away at the end of Mishpatim. So many Rashis on Mishpatim. We don't focus by the time we get to the end. But it says 613 are included in these 10. For Rabbeinu Sadia. I don't know how many times Rashi ala Torah quotes from Sadia going. Maybe this is the only time. For Rabbeinu Sadia Piresh Ba'asharos Sheyasa L'chodibra V'dibra Mitzvah Zatuliyospo. Rabbeinu Sadia figured out. Anochi Yashalokach includes all of these mitzvahs. And Shabbos includes these. And Gezel includes these. And murder includes these. Los Sachmod. They're all included, but these are representative of all. After all, says the Ksava Kabbalah and Shmos and Paraklamid Beis. If it was only Aseres Hadibros and nothing more, what was Moshe doing for so long? 40 days and 40 nights? Moshe was a smart man. He needed 40 days and 40 nights just to get the Aseres Hadibros. There's got to be more, says Rav Mecklenburg. And therefore he says, it must have been everything. Moshe got everything. All the mitzvos. Because all the mitzvos were included in the Aseres Hadibros. There's even a Gemara that kind of gives off this impression. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Gemara says, Shabbos Pezayin, Shabbos Esa Luchos, my Darish, what did Moshe Rabbeinu darshin before he broke the Luchos? Amar, Uma Pesach Shehu Echon Mitaryag Mitzvos. We know that a current Pesach is not allowed to be eaten by a mumar. So if one of the mitzvahs, Pesach, which is one of the mitzvahs, kol benechar cannot take part, HaTorah kula kan. For Yisrael Mishumadim, I have the whole Torah here. And the Bnei Yisrael Mishumadim, I'm going to give it to them. Halachas kama v'kama. What do you mean I have the whole Torah here? Rashi says, Tuluya beluchos halalu. The whole Torah is totally on these luchos. What does that mean? Aseres Hadibros. You could say it means because all of these dibros are representative of Kol HaTorah Kula. It's all here. That is a totally different idea of everything we've set up until now. You know why we stand for the Aseres Hadibros? Because that's like standing for the whole Torah. That's the Aseres Hadibros. Right? This idea helps us even understand even a couple of stories or halachos in the Torah. The Torah tells us at the end of Sefer Devarim, V'haya bayom perach of Zayin Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Source 28. V'haya bayom asher tavros hayardein el ha'aretz asher ashel lokecha nosim lach v'kimos alecha avanim tovos. You have to build. We're given the command when we cross over to Eretz Yisrael. We take large stones, v'satem osam basid, and we have to write the entire Torah on these stones. The entire Torah we have to write on these stones. It's big stones. The Ramban quotes one of the Gaonim, b'shem ha'Gaon, Pashas Mebir of Sadi Gaon. Shekasvu aleya minyan hamitzvos kemo aksuvos balachas gedolos kein azaros. You write the minyan hamitzvos like azaros. Doesn't exactly say what he means. And then he quotes, maybe he wrote the whole Torah in the tagin, right? Or the Ramban says maybe it was a nase, it was large stones, maise nisim. Not 100% clear what was written, but some suggest maybe Aseres Hadibros. Maybe that's what it means, write the whole Torah. Aseres Hadibros. Where else do we see in Halacha that you could write Aseres Hadibros and that could be the whole Torah? It's a Baalei HaTosfos on Chumash. We know the Torah tells us that the king has to have a separate Torah for himself. The last mitzvah in the Torah is Taryag, mitzvah's Ksiva Sefer Torah, and the king has to have two Sefer Torah. One Sefer Torah that always stays with him, and one that he puts in the Aron like everyone else. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph, Achas. The one that's with him, Yosef and Nechasez Imo, also k'min k'miya v'tolo b'zroa. Says the Gemara, you put it like a k'miya, he puts like an amulet on his arm. He wears like a bracelet with the whole Torah on it. A bracelet with the whole Torah? How could you fit the whole Torah on a bracelet? So if you look at the Rambam doesn't quote that lashon. The Rambam Menuchas Malachim just quotes. He has to have a whole Sefer Torah and take it with him wherever he goes. But if you look in the Bali Tosfos in Dvarim, in Perek Yizayin, the Bali Tosfos say, Aseres HaDibros. That's what was written in this amulet. And that's how you could fit it all on the amulet. Because that's what symbolizes Aseres HaDibros. Or finally, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to be Nishba B'Sefer Torah to be a true Shvua. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridei, Reish Lamed Zayin, HaNishba B'Aseres HaDibros. Shvua Gemurahi. That's a Shvua. Even though you need a Sefer Torah. Again, there are many examples, halacha, hashkafa, how Aseres HaDibros symbolize Kol HaTorah Kula. If that is true, so maybe that defends our practice. There's no problem with standing for it, because this represents Kol HaTorah Kula. What did the Gemara mean? Okay, the Gemara spoke about a certain time, putting it in tefillah, put a couple of the answers that we said before. There, we're not giving it special significance. It's part of Seder HaTefillah. But here, where we lane it once or twice or three times a year, and that's it, so then we could say this is just reliving Maimon Har Sinai, and it's focusing on that Maimon Har Sinai. Hashem chose Aseres HaDibros because those are really 10 categories that fit Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, so we started off with the Tshuva of the Rambam. We had a couple of approaches how to defend the Minhag. Some maybe the Rambam would agree to, according to Reb Chaim, some others not. Just to end off with two other points. Number one, the Chida writes, another poskim, you have to do whatever the shul is doing. Meaning, if everybody is standing, then one has to stand, even if they're a big Tshuvas HaRambam guy. If everybody's sitting, then even if I usually stand. A couple months ago, I was in the Beis Yosef Shul in Sfat for Mincha, and everybody was on Shabbat. Everybody was standing for Kaddish, sitting for Kaddish. They're all Sfardim. So I sat for Kaddish. You do what everybody else does. But that is an important halachic issue. But just to end with a beautiful Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael and Parshas Yisro, where the Mechilta asks, Mipnei malo nemru Aseres HaDibros b'tchilas HaTorah. Why did the Torah start off with Aseres HaDibros? Beautiful. Right? Bereish Malakim is also beautiful. Why did the Torah start with Aseres HaDibros? It's so crucial. It's so fundamental. So mashlo ma'adav adoma, the Medrash gives a mashal. Le'echad shenichas b'medina. Omer lo, have emloch aleichem. Somebody comes into town and says, let me be your mayor. Let me be your king. Omer lo, klum asito lan tova shetim loch aleinu. You do anything for us? He never did anything for us. What do you mean you're going to be our king? So ma'asa, so what did this person do? He built them a wall. He created a water system. Asalahem milchamos. He made wars for them. He protected them. And then he turned to them. Amar lo emloch aleichem. Now can I be king? Amar lo hein v'hein. Sure. Kach ha'makom. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't just create the world and say, okay, anochi Hashem alokecha. No, he proved himself kaviyachol first. Kach ha'makom oti esizom mimitzrayim. Kara lahem as a yam. Hora lahem as a mon. Hora lahem as a be'er. The mon, the yam, the be'er. He gives them as a slav. Asalam lechem as a malek. Amru lo emloch aleichem. Amru lo hein v'hein. After everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, that's the perfect and appropriate time for Aseres HaDibros. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this. We read about it again twice a year. Parshas Yisro, Parshas Vayeschanan, different minhagim about Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton. Besides, obviously, when we read it on Shavuos morning, which is really a reenactment, as every Yontif is a reenactment for the event that took place. But Hashem, we should be zochet to be mamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives us so much goodness. And as the Medrash says, after his goodness, we are mamlech him. Okay, we'll stop here.